Hello and welcome to our program. We're working our way through the book of Revelation. We're focusing on chapter 12 and chapter 13. Have your Bible ready if you can. Revelation 12 and 13, we've been looking at the wonders that happen in the heavens. It's found in Revelation chapter 12, verse 1, and again in verse 3. Then we're looking at the woman. She's found in Revelation 12 and 1, again in verse 4, verse 6, verse 13, verse 14, verse 15, verse 16, and verse 17. You'll have the phrase, the woman. Then we'll look at the war, Revelation 12, 7, Revelation 12, 17, chapter 13 and verse 4, 13 and 7, and it's the same one that's mentioned in Daniel chapter 7 and verse number 21. And then the woe, Revelation 12 and verse 12. We're looking ahead, and there's been a lot of serious problems that are happening during the tribulation period, but the worst is yet to come. We will see that as we get into the last half of the tribulation period, we're going to see God's wrath without mixture. Well, before we look at that, let's look at a positive message in song today. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. We don't have to suffer the problems of the revelation, not if you trust in the Lord.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Will grow strangely dim.
timeline here in the book of Revelation, we're getting close to the middle of the tribulation period. The first 3.5 years is not a real problem, but when we get into the last half of the tribulation period, it is very much, as we've mentioned many times, the fact that it's wrath without mixture. We might ask ourselves, why is God so upset? Well, it's a matter of choices and consequences. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 30, verse number 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Joshua said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. For 120 years, Noah preached. He said, all you got to do is get on that ark. They laughed at him. They ridiculed him. They had nothing to do with what he had to say. And then there was the voice of God inside the ark saying, come on in. And the Bible says that God shut them in. He didn't shut anybody out. He shut anybody in that wanted to get in. And so as we look ahead into this tribulation period, don't blame God for what's coming. For 2,000 years he has listened to this world curse his son's name, and so now the time has come, and we see that it's wrath without mixture. Well, I'm reading in Revelation 13, verse number 1, it says, I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. That's the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy, it says, against God in verse number 6, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And so we see here this false prince. The focus is here on the political world, and we see that this false prince is very popular, and he has a purpose. The reason that he is so popular, well, the deadly wound was healed, it says in verse number 3, and the result of his popularity is that the world worshiped the dragon and they worshiped the beast. And so we see in verse 5, we see him speaking great things and blasphemies against God. And so we see, first of all, he's defying God, and he is destroying the saints. He makes war with the saints in verse number 7, and he dominates the nations. It says in verse 7 that he was given him to have power over all kindred and tongues and nations. That covers the whole world. And he deludes the masses. We read here that all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Well, in our previous chapter, we see that Satan is no longer referred to as the prince of the power of the air. It says in Ephesians 2:2, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. But back in chapter 12 and verse number 9, it says the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, and he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. In Revelation 12 and 10, it says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which cursed them before our God day and night." Now, he has been, since he was cast out of this world way back at the beginning, back there in the book of Genesis, we find him the prince of the power of the air. But now he is cast out of what the Bible calls the heavenlies, the atmosphere where he has been all this time, and he is cast into the earth, verse number 9. And his angels were cast out with him. So now we see the devil and his angels on the earth, and it says here, the accuser of our brethren is cast down. He accuses the Christian all the time before God. Say, that fellow's supposed to be a Christian. Look at what he did. And now he is cast down. The time has come. It is the beginning of the end for Satan. Concerning him being cast, we read in the Old Testament that he was cast out of heaven. And here we read he is cast out of the heavenlies around the world here in the atmosphere. And then he will be cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, and finally he'll be cast into the lake of fire. Now it says in verse number 1, "And as I stood upon the sand of the sea, I saw a beast rise out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy." Now in verse number 2 it says, "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and his great authority." Now, we have the picture of a leopard, a bear, and a lion. Now, if we make a contrast here, Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 23, concerning the leopard, it says, "Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots?" When you read about spots in the Bible, it's very interesting. But concerning Jesus, it says, 1 Peter 1 and 19, that Christ as a lamb is without blemish and without spots. Then we see the feet of the bear. They are ugly. And the bear's claws are used for catching his prey and ripping him apart. Well, compare that with Christ. And the Bible says in Revelation 1:17, John fell at his feet. When we consider the feet of the Lord, in John 1 and 36, we have the phrase, "as he walked." Now, that's an interesting phrase. He did a lot of walking when he was here. He went to Egypt right after he was born. He would have been carried, but he would have walked back, and that was about 400 miles. From Nazareth to the festivals, 3 times a year, was a 240-mile round trip. So just in those festival trips, he would have traveled over 18,000 miles. It is estimated that during his ministry here on earth for 33 years, he traveled about 22,000 miles, and his final walk was to Calvary, where we read in John 19 that he, bearing his cross, went forth unto a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. He did all this walking right even to Calvary for you and for I. Well, we see here in Revelation chapter 13 and verse number 3 that John said, "I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" So first of all, we see his power. 2 Thessalonians 2:9 says, "Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders." Then we see his popularity. It says, "All the world wondered after the beast, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast." And so not is he powerful, but he's also very popular. Now in Revelation 13 and 5, it says there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. We're going to look at that phrase in our next program, given unto him. Be sure and tune in. Well, if you're a Christian listening to this broadcast, one thing you know if you study in the Word of God is that time is short and we need to be doing what we're going to do, and we need to be doing it every day if we're going to do something for the Lord. If you're not saved, you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you better get saved, because there's some perilous times ahead for those who are not saved, not only in this world during that tribulation period, but an eternity in hell. What we need to do is focus on the Lord and make sure that we are resolved no longer to linger charmed by this world's delight.
I am resolved no longer to linger charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the words of life. Faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth, he is a living way. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.